You are now listening to The Invited Podcast with Cedric Harris and Tia McClain. You've officially been invited. Welcome to episode 3 of The Invited Podcast. Today we have Dr. Demetrius Anderson. We are so excited to chat with you today. Dr. Anderson is the CEO and co-owner of Cornerstone Chiropractic. He has his own practice in Allen, Texas. And we know how difficult like 2020 has been, but he was able to turn lemons into lemonade and open up another practice in 2020 in Aubrey, Texas. He's been practicing for about 10 years now. So we have a lot of information that we're, you know, wanting to learn from you today. So we're going to hop into the conversation about health and just taking chances and being a business owner. So thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you all for having me. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you all today to discuss these things. And I think it's very important in this climate that we talk about how to persevere through these challenging times. It's tough for everybody, right? So, you know, we just have to understand that we are living in an interdependent world, and therefore we have to help each other out as best as we can during this time. So thank you for having me.
Of course.
We're glad to have you. It's going to be a really special one. For those that don't know, Dr. Anderson is actually my older brother. So
yeah,
cool to, you know, learn a little bit of things that I may not even know. Just pick your brain about just your overall journey. But like you kind of touched on, 2020 was definitely a rough year for a lot of people. How did you and your family manage during that time? And what's something that you learned or a lesson that you learned throughout the last year?
Well, everything was going okay. January, February of 2020, you know, we started hearing some rumblings of some things happening, you know, overseas, and some things that they were having some trouble with. And then March hit, and then March is when everything went down, right? March is halfway through March, people started to, you know, cancel their appointments, and you know, we have to really buckle down. And one thing I knew, everything was going to be okay. I knew everything was going to be okay because I have faith, right?
Yes.
You know, our practice is Cornerstone Chiropractic, and that's what I lean on my faith through in challenging times. So I knew everything was going to be okay. I didn't panic, didn't freak out. But the one thing I learned is really to shift and to pivot. I know pivot is a big word that they started throwing around that a lot of businesses had to do in order to survive. Yeah. Because if you don't shift or you don't pivot, you're going to be left behind. And, you know, one thing I know to do that the Marine Corps taught me when I was in the military was to adapt and overcome. So in order to thrive during troubled times, you have to really be able to seek new opportunities and to think outside the box. Yep.
Nice. So yeah, I think that's something that we all learned ourselves. Like you said, in March, it all shut down. A lot of us started working from home. People were afraid to leave the house. People buying up all the toilet paper, everything like that. So,
yeah,
just shifting, adapting, and pivoting is something that is definitely important for everyone across the board. And with that, just kind of taking it back a little bit, for those that don't know, what is a chiropractor? What is chiropractic medicine? What makes that different from like a physical therapist, things like that? For those that don't know, what actually is chiropractic medicine? Why is it important?
That's a great question. So chiropractic is a natural and holistic approach to help the body heal itself from the inside out. Your body has the ability to heal in most cases by itself. And so my job and opportunity is to let that body innately, meaning born with, allow it to innately repair itself, just given the proper alignment. So chiropractic is traditionally known for three things. It's an art, a science, and a philosophy. The philosophy is that if we are able to realign the spine, therefore taking pressure and interference away from your nervous system, then your body should function correctly. And when you don't have interruption and you have proper function in your body, then you don't get the symptoms that people experience every day, like neck pain, back pain, even internal issues like digestive issues, breathing trouble. And so if we can find a way to connect the brain and the body without interference, then your body should function properly. Therefore, you should have good health. And so chiropractic, the art of it is the adjustment to where we perform the manipulation of the spine so that we take the pressure off the vertebrae and off the nervous system so your body can function properly. And then, you know, that's the art of the chiropractic industry. And then you have the science where we link up with your anatomy, the physiology, all the science behind how it really works. And so essentially, I take pressure off your spine, your body functions well, you don't have symptoms, and you heal. So that's it.
Okay, so you mentioned that people can come and see you. So not just for like a neck problem or, you know, like a pain, but what are the most common reasons why someone would come and visit?
Right, so the most common issues are, like you said, neck and low back pain. But chiropractic is so much more than just neck pain and back problems.
Right.
Because the nervous system controls every other system in your body. So if you're having, you know, internal issues like, for instance, I treat babies. Babies sometimes have digestive issues to where they can't poop or, you know, they have problems with gas called colic. Yeah. And so if I can remove the interference from their bodies so their bodies can function properly, then they can release and go to the restroom like they're supposed to. And so when you have interference inside the body, you have migraines, you have respiratory issues, people can't breathe as well, a lot of, you know, pain, menstrual pain. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the things that chiropractic can help you with in addition to the more common pains, neck, mid-back, low-back problems.
I would have never known that, ever.
No one, and here's the thing. No one does know about the other stuff.
Right.
And they come in and I really educate them on the possibilities. And so my job is to not only help them chiropractically, but open up new doors to help them think that you can be healthy without all the surgery, all the drugs that, you know, we're being pushed. Now, I don't have anything wrong with medicine because we definitely need it. For example, you know, Cedric and I, our mother has sickle cell. And so there are some things that she needs that, you know, chiropractic isn't going to help. It's going to help her with her ailments and some of her function. But ultimately, she's going to need the medicine and then the medical doctors to help her achieve a better state of health.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Gotcha.
So with that, I feel like chiropractic is something that's like really cool. And like the way you explain it makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you've always wanted to do? Kind of talk us through your journey of how did you get to this point and what made you want to hop into the industry to begin with and what you were doing before you became a chiropractor?
Right, right. So I went through a unconventional way to get to where I am.
Okay.
When I graduated from St. Louis, Hazelwood East in St. Louis, I pretty much thought I wanted to be a computer programmer, right? Back in the day, you know, I was a young boy playing video games all day. I wanted to create video games and make and develop those things. But when I started to go to class, that was real boring. I had all these science classes, all these ones and O's. And I was like, you know, I don't know if this is for me. Right.
Right.
So I took a break from school because by that time I was wasting a lot of time and my parents' money. So because I didn't know what I wanted to do. So at that time, when I took a pause, I joined the military and I went to the United States Marine Corps. And that was a huge stepping stone for me because it allowed me to get out of St. Louis for the first time and, you know, start traveling. And it helped me develop discipline and some other things that would help me in my future that I didn't know yet at the time. But it helped mold me and create a sense of urgency that I needed to get it together. And so that was a huge step in my life, and I would do it all over again. Moving forward, then I became a personal trainer. So that's where my passion and my love really came to blossom into this whole body and health and wellness, right? So for many years, I was a personal trainer, and I was like, man, this is good, but I need something that I can really reach the masses. I was helping change people's lives, but I can do more. And right. I knew there's more out there. So how do I help people more in health and wellness, but the philosophy keep it to where you can be healthy without a lot of medicine and a lot of surgery? So I found chiropractic, or chiropractic found me. I took a tour of the school, and I was sold. At that point, I was like, sign me up. Let's go. Let's get this chiropractic thing going. And, you know, 4 years after that, the rest is history. Became a doctor of chiropractic and, you know, started practicing.
So, like, going through that transition period, you were in your 20s, mid-20s. I feel like a lot of people in that age bracket don't truly know what they want to do. Mm-hmm. They go through a lot of transition periods, a lot of bouncing around. What was something that kind of kept your head on straight, kept you focused, and kept you grounded during those transition periods to not get too discouraged or get too down on yourself for going through different phases?
Right. That's a great question, because at that time in my life, I did get down on myself, mm-hmm. right? I did feel like I was behind the curve a little bit with all of my classmates. You know, traditionally, the American dream is you're supposed to, you know, graduate from high school, and then you're supposed to go to a four-year university. And by the time you're 22, you got your bachelor's degree. And then you're supposed to go on to your master's degree. So by the time you're 24, you should be in there, right? You should be having a career. You should have a house. You should probably almost about to marry somebody and then have some pop out some kids. And, you know, that's the way they have it set up. That's the way their mindset is to, this is the way you're supposed to do it. Mm-hmm. And so for a while, I was really down. I'm like, I'm not there. You know, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And that messed with my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
But at some point I was like, okay, snap out of it, Demetrius. You know, you are where you are, and that's exactly where God's supposed to have you right now in this season, because you're supposed to learn something right now. You're supposed to grow from these challenges, from this time in your life. Mm-hmm. And so that's what encouraged me to keep going, is my faith in that I was here for a reason, but I knew there was much more to come. I just wasn't ready yet for it, right? So I was just patient. I kept hustling. I kept grinding. And eventually, it was the right time and place for me to continue and really find, you know, my vocation in life.
Gotcha. Very interesting. So what brought about this strong sense of faith? Like, what has pushed you to be where you are in your journey of faith?
You know, we've always been in a church, you know, our grandmother, you know, we took us to church, and then my mother, you know, sometimes take us to church too. But the real thing is, you know, I knew it was something bigger than myself. You have to understand that none of this is possible. People want to, you know, live on their own time, do what they want to do on their own. Mm-hmm. But you have to understand, you can't do this thing by yourself. You know, exactly. There's a higher power, whatever you want to call it. You want to call it the universe. You want to call it, you know, God, whatever it is, that's for you. But for me, it's my Christian walk. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just really knew that there was something more, and really start to really grow when I got married. And my wife brought me back to the church to attend regularly, consistently, get rebaptized, and really start to read, you know, the word of God and pray more often and just be more consistent in that. And it's crazy. I'm telling you, once you're dialed in, things that you didn't think were possible, they just start happening like magic. Mm-hmm. It's not really magic, but it feels that way. But it's because you're aligned to what you're supposed to be aligned to. And when that happens, man, you know, people think success is, you know, overnight. It's not. But if you're aligned with the purpose that he has for your life, mm-hmm. things fall into place automatically. You ain't got to worry about a thing. It's going to work itself out. And I've seen that time and time again. So that just makes it stronger in my faith. I already know it's going to work out. Like I said, when the pandemic hit and our numbers went down and people started canceling appointments, man, I wasn't worried about that because mm-hmm. I knew it was going to work out. So I wasn't really concerned. I was like, oh, this is a nice little break. Because I've been working hard for 5 years and now I get a little bit of time. So let's take advantage of that.
I love that. And for people who may be growing in their journey of faith, like myself, I definitely am growing in that journey. It doesn't happen overnight where you do have that, just that understanding that everything is going to be okay. Like, yes, you have a struggle. Yes, there's an obstacle, but you're going to get through it. Just have that faith. Keep on going. Keep your eye on whatever you're focused on. And God will show you what, like, God will show you what he needs to. And you're going to figure it out. So
that's it. That's it.
And you, so you mentioned your wife. So we would love to know more about just your wife and your family and how they've impacted your career goal.
My wife, the real brains of the outfit. She is, she's my rock and foundation, right? Oh. She's very important, not only, you know, as a spouse, but, you know, as a business partner, because mm-hmm. I like to think of myself as the worker, right? Doing the business of chiropractic, doing all the things inside the office day to day. But I couldn't do anything without her in the background, supporting me and supporting the office and supporting the staff and helping us with the inventory and all those different things that I don't have time to do because I'm serving our practice members. But she's really a beautiful, you know, awesome woman, a woman of faith that really, she's a great mother to our children, our two boys. And so she's integral to, you know, our lives. We met in Chicago when we were both living in Chicago. And, you know, it didn't take long for me to know that she was the one. And so we dated for like a year and a half or so. Then I proposed and then we got married. Wow. Yeah. And then it was go time after that. It was that day. We met in, I want to say 2012. Mm-hmm. And then we got married in 2014. So we're coming up on our 7 year mark here shortly. Then we moved to Frisco, Texas a year after that. Then we started the practice a year after that. Then we built a house a year after that, had a baby a year after that. I mean, it was like, boom, 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 let's go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she was very, you know, crucial to all those things happening. And, you know, I'll tell you a story about how we're creating the business and opening up the first practice and how she held us down during that time. Yeah. So, but yeah, she's very important to everything, everything.
And so speaking about the business itself and kind of just the mindset of opening the business, like you said, how your wife Liz is really important to that. What was the thinking behind wanting to start your own practice versus working for someone else or working with another chiropractor? Why was it so important for you to want to own your own practice and work for yourself essentially?
So, you know, I always had that dream of ownership and entrepreneurship. And I think that's very important. If you want to really build wealth and leave a legacy behind for your family and generations, right? So I think it's crucial to take that step into opening some type of business so that you can create that for your life. And I knew I wanted to do that, but I wasn't ready for that step after I graduated chiropractic school. So what I did was I graduated in 2011. And like I said, I met my wife in Chicago. So I moved from St. Louis to Chicago in 2011. And for 3 years, I was an associate, meaning I was an employee of a chiropractic firm in Chicago. During that time, that was the most fantastic time of my life. And it created some great opportunities and definitely some awesome changes. One, I was able again to get out of St. Louis because, but, hey, St. Louis is my hometown. I love y'all, but I had after 30 something odd years, I had to grow.
We know. We moved too. So
then I was able to practice and I met my mentors. Mentorship is very important. Mm. You have to get a mentor or a coach that's going to help you achieve your goals and your dreams, because they've done something that you haven't yet. And so they know how to do it. So I wanted to learn and educate myself on the business side. I knew how to be a great chiropractor, but I didn't know how to run a business or practice. So I learned and learned and learned everything I needed to know during those 3 years. And I knew I was ready. So, you know, I had a contract for 3 years. I stuck to my obligation. I didn't quit. And I wrote it out. And at that point, that's like I said, we got married in between that time. Mm-hmm. And then when that contract was up, I was like, let's go. Let's do this. We're ready.
It's go time.
So, yeah, it's go time. So that's when we moved down to Texas to get that thing rocking and rolling. And, you know, like I said, those are crucial times in Chicago. Met my wife, got married, learned everything I need to know about chiropractic. Joined the greatest fraternity in the doggone world, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, 06 to my bros.
Okay.
those years are crucial into understanding and knowing I really want to create a business. But then we're going to talk about that part, getting it started, because that was...
We definitely want to know more about that.
Yeah. So however y'all want to lead the conversation, but that's kind of like the next phase into the conversation, I think.
Yeah. And that was actually our next question.
Yeah.
So perfect. So like, what was that process like of getting the practice off the ground? Can you walk us through some of the steps you took, some of the things you didn't know what you were getting into? Mm-hmm. Any financial advice for anyone wanting to open their own business, things like that? Kind of walk us through the logistics. A lot of people don't see they just see the final product, but they don't see all the work that goes behind it. And some things that may not go your way or some things that you weren't expecting.
Yeah.
All of that. Right. So, you know, people see the tip of the iceberg. They don't see underneath the water. They don't see all the rest of the stuff that goes into it. So, like I said, we got married and then we were like, okay, let's open this practice. So we moved down here in 2014. And from 2014 to, it was like the September to 2015, September-ish, I wasn't working. She held us down financially for the household because she got a nice corporate job here. And, you know, for the whole year, I was planning on the office, planning on the practice. What did I need? What financing did I need to get it up and off the ground? You know, who do we want to hire? All those things, right? So here's another depressing time in my life. For that year, I wasn't working.
Yeah.
But I was planning. And to start a business, you need money, right? You need a lot of money. Well, guess what? We didn't have that money. And so we had to go to banks to, you know, apply for a business loan.
Yeah.
Well, when you don't have a business and you don't have any history of a business and it's your first time, do you think the banks want to loan you some money?
Probably not.
They're like, who are you, young man? You're a new chiropractor. You need $150,000 to start a practice. Okay, what's your history? Have none. Okay. Where are you from? St. Louis. Oh, you're new in town. Okay. So you don't know anybody. Okay. What are your numbers going to look like? I don't know because I haven't done this before. Right. So with all those things against us, it was crazy. And I went through a time for that year almost of another depression because every bank that we went to denied us. And we went to about, I don't know, it's 8 to 10 banks. And every time, denied. And so, you know, that was a hard time. And that was a faith builder. That was one of my faith builders right there to keep pursuing. And that's where Liz stepped in. And she was like, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. We will get what we need. Just keep the faith. And sure enough, one small bank in Texas gave this young man a shot.
Okay.
And we got the financing that we needed to open up the business. And once that happened, we hit the ground running. I was ready.
Yeah.
Because I knew how to do all the other stuff. I just needed that opportunity, that chance, right?
Yes.
To get it going. So it's a struggle. It's hard. But for any budding entrepreneur that's out there that's wanting to do this thing, whatever industry that may look like, you have to keep going. You have to push. You have to grind. You have to never give up. Understand that what God has for you is for you. And if you just stick to him and keep that positive mental attitude, it's all mental. Mm-hmm. Your state of mind has to be crystal clear on what you want. And then you have to ask for it. And then you got to put the work in to get it. That simple. It's just like that. It's not easy, but that's what you need to do. And so that's what we did.
And so you mentioned that, like, once you got the lawn, when you were off and running, can you talk to us more about, since you were new to town, only in town for the last year, how did you know where you want to have your practice at, how you're going to get patients, how the network that you were building, how did all of that work if you were new to Texas, like you mentioned?
Right. So we have one household here that we know family-wise, one. The rest, we didn't have any friends, no other family members here. So what do we lean on to get this thing up and running? Okay. First, our church life group. When we joined a church here and we joined a life group, like-minded believers, we started having meetings, and those life group members were some of my first patients. And so with that being said, they really helped build the foundation of our patient base from the very beginning. And so I'm eternally grateful for those individuals. And then marketing. Liz, she has an MBA, right? I told you she's the brain of the outfit. So she made all the marketing decisions and laid out all the plans in order for us to go out into the community and get new patients, right? So we had strategized a way, even without knowing anybody, to get out into the community and to really start pushing people through the doors. That looked like health fairs. That was me leaning on the fraternity to ask some of my fraternity brothers to come out. Again, going with the life group members, we leaned on those individuals. We did a lot of social media marketing, right? Because that's huge. If you're not having a social media presence in this time frame, you're not going to win. You're not going to succeed, right? And so we did mailers, flyers. Heck, I was even doing door-to-door house calls for my neighbors during that time, before the office was even built and ready. I was going door-to-door doing house calls in my neighborhood. That's how much I wanted it. And so some of those neighbors, they came to the office when it was finished. That's how we did it. That's how we found the people to get it up and running and get people on the tables.
I want to highlight some of the gems that you've been dropping throughout this conversation, just to stress the importance of timelines, having a support system and building your network, not being in a rush because you may choose the wrong person, do the wrong thing, make the wrong choice because you are looking at other people's journey and seeing, oh, they finished that when they were 24. They did this. And I wanted to bring the attention and the spotlight back on that before I ask my next question. But you've been saying just such amazing things. I've just been taking in. But my next question just is about mindset. So how has your mindset changed or developed since getting married and having children?
So when you get married, when you're single, you know, all you have to do is worry about yourself, pretty much, right? You know, when are you going to eat? You know, where are you going to live? You know, you can get up and go out and have a good time at the drop of a dime. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to ask questions. You just get up and go. Oh, but as soon as you get married, all that changes. And so now your mind is not, you know, what am I doing today? What are we doing today?
Right.
You
know, what's on our calendar, right? You know, I got to check in and make sure I'm good to go to do this and do that before I actually get up and go. And so having a family just changes the dynamic of your lifestyle. And, you know, first and foremost, I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I've been through my 20s. I lived it up. You know, I did my thing, you know, have fun. but my mentality changed and I knew I wanted to do something different. So it's just growth, you know, you grow into a different season. And I think that's important as you mature through life, your priorities change. I remember on certain Saturdays when J's came out, Jordans, you know, I would be at the mall on the parking lot in the middle of the night, spending the night to make sure I got those J's on Saturday morning, dropping down at the time. They were about probably 150, but I don't do that anymore. So, you know, I don't really do that anymore because I gotta think about things differently. But the mentality is just different now because you have people who are counting on you. You're the leader, right? You're the leader of the household. And as such, you have to make sure everybody's okay. Everybody's needs are met, taken care of. And so the way I look at it, outside of God leading me, now I'm to lead my wife.
Yeah.
I'm to lead our children and our home. I'm to lead our practice and our company. So it's a lot of, you have to take on a lot of responsibilities. And you have to be mentally ready for that. Because if not, yeah, you're not going to have a very successful marriage. You're not going to have a successful parenting life. You're not going to have a successful business if your mentality isn't prepared for the responsibilities that are going to be placed upon you.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks.
You mentioned earlier that discipline was one of the like traits or attributes that you were able to pick up on your journey. Yes. What is one of your greatest attributes or characteristics that you would want your sons to pick up from you?
You know, I'm an optimist, and so I want them to have the mentality that anything is possible.
Yes.
In life. You know, I think that, you know, when people say, well, I can't do this. Can is not in my vocabulary. When people say, well, I can't afford this. No, my statement is, how can I afford this?
Okay.
It's that type of mindset that will lead you to where you want to go, reach all your goals and dreams and your aspirations that you have in life. So having an optimistic mindset is crucial. Another attribute is consistency, because I believe with consistency over time, you know, you can do whatever you want to do if you're consistent.
Yeah.
You know, if you say you want to save $1,200 in a year, all you got to do is save $100 a month and be consistent. And guess what? At the end of 12 months, guess what you're going to have? $1,200.
Exactly.
If you want to lose weight, back when I was a personal trainer, I said, hey, y'all, I can help you lose weight. You just got to be consistent. All right, you want to build a successful practice? You got to have the habits and work those daily with consistency. And if you do those things, there's no way around winning. You're going to hit the goal if you just are consistent every day.
Yes,
it's like a law. It's like a law of nature. You can't not win. It's just not going to happen. So, no, those are the type of attributes that I would like to pass on to my son so that they know when they grow up that, you know, daddy has their back and, you know, I'm going to support them in all their dreams and endeavors. But those are some of the key things that I want to instill in them so that they can do those things.
Yes.
And speaking of being optimistic, how hard was it to stay optimistic in 2020 when you were planning to open up your second practice? I know that was something already on the timeline. How hard was it, like you said, when your numbers started dropping, to keep the goal, keep the vision, to be able to open up the second practice in June of 2020?
Right. So that was a challenging time as well, because here I am, you know, when we planned for the second office, we didn't know 2020 was about to happen.
Right.
You know, this was no one did, right? Yeah. This was an idea that happened starting in 2019. We got the ball rolling with the planning and getting the financial resources and the vendors to build out the practice at the second location. So when the pandemic hit, we opened June 1st of 2020, right smack in the middle of everything. And there were some times where you're like, okay, are we going to be successful here? You know, people aren't coming out. Right. But in my industry, you need people to come out. This is not telemedicine. I can't, hey, I can't adjust anybody over the phone, right?
Exactly.
So we need butts in seats.
Right.
So how do we do that? Yeah, it was challenging. It was hard to stay optimistic, to be honest with you. But again, you got to go back to what you know, faith. You got to understand that everything's going to be okay. What can we do? That's where pivot comes in. What can we do different? Thinking outside the box to get people still in the door. And we're blessed enough to be in a location to where there were no other chiropractors for miles. We were right on the main, road. So everyone sees us in a high traffic area. And we just shifted our marketing strategy. We did magazines where they were mailed out in people's homes. We did a lot of social media at that point. We went to a lot of different businesses to let them know that we were here, relationship building, networking with other providers and other businesses. You know, those are the type of things that we did for the second location during the midst of the pandemic that allowed us to be successful. And right now, man, we're seeing numbers that I hadn't seen. And we've only been open for, 8 months? And it's been rocking. It's been rocking.
I love to hear that.
There we go.
Yeah.
And just touching base over the chiropractic industry overall, you talked about how, you know, the spine helps the entire body out overall. What do you say to those who are still skeptical? You know, you have all those people that chiropractors or scared
afraid
to get adjusted or whatever the case may be. Heard these stories, whatever the case is. What do you say to those people to influence them that you are truly helping them and this is beneficial for them and their health?
Right. So that's huge. I just came back from practicing. We open on Saturdays from 9 to noon. So we had a new patient today who was, you know, afraid.
Yeah.
And my goal is you have to educate first and foremost. People come with these, you know, this misinformation of what chiropractic is, you know, what it's not. Is it expensive? You know, they come with all these things in their mind. And so from the very beginning, my job is to settle all their anxieties, right? Mm-hmm. And to find, help them know that they're in the right place and find solutions to their problems. Once you help people find solutions to their everyday problems, then the walls come down. The guarding that they're doing, they start to drop that guard a little bit. And so then I'm able to get into their space and to help them go from fear to hope, right? Just through a conversation. I speak to the patients first and let them know exactly what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, how it's going to feel, and what you should expect of your body to do afterwards. Once I explain it, oh, they're good to go. And, you know, the young lady today, she let me know. And I can tell, I've been doing this long enough, I can read people pretty well to know and understand, you know, that they're a little bit anxious. So my job is to help them understand that this is pain-free. You know, you're going to feel great leaving here. And, you know, it's going to really help improve the quality of your life. And that's all people want. That's all they want to hear. And once you are able to communicate that effectively, you're good to go. And for the skeptics out there, you know, I love it when people come in here skeptical. I love it because it's my job to change their mindset.
Yeah.
And when you turn a skeptic into a believer, they'll tell the world about you.
Mm-hmm.
When you help bring somebody out of pain into a better state of health and they're able to play with their kids, they're able to run again, and you know, their body is just better. That's a whole mindset to where, oh my God, I didn't know I can feel this way. I didn't know chiropractic can do this for my life. But now that I know, those are the people that tell everybody about you. The word of mouth is the best marketing you can have. And when you create a miracle in someone's life, oh man, they're going to be your walking commercial.
Right.
You're good to go. For those people who've had bad experiences, that's okay. I'll ask you this question. Have you guys ever had a bad experience at a restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Whether it was bad service or the food was just bad. Have you ever experienced that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. All right. Have you eaten at restaurants after that?
Yes.
Sadly, yes.
Exactly. So for those people who've had a bad experience at another chiropractic office, mm-hmm. my job is to first seek understanding, help and know and communicate that I understand that they've had a bad experience.
Right.
But here in my office at Cornerstone, my job is to have you have a great experience, a 6-star experience. Yes, I said 6 stars. why stop at 5 when you can have 6? Who said I couldn't have 6? So my job is to say, Miss Jane, I know you had a bad experience before, but I first of all, I thank you for allowing chiropractic another opportunity to serve you. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge what you've had before in the past. My job is to make sure you don't have that experience again. Let's get going. And that's it.
And when you're educated, it shows. So you mentioned just kind of having conversations with the patient, walking them through and letting them know what you're about to do. So that, like, within itself helps them to feel more comfortable. So that definitely makes sense, what you were just saying. Before we jump into our segment, we just have one more question for you. So what is next for Dr. Anderson? Like, how do you see your next couple of years changing and how do you want to keep growing?
So first, my mind is already on our third office. I'm thinking about the third office. I'm thinking about what that looks like. Where could we place that office to benefit a community that is underserved? I want to go into really being able to give. And we have a lot of resources. And so once God blesses you, you have to understand that you need to be a good steward of those blessings and give back.
Yes. Right?
So I want to create a nonprofit to help serve our communities. I want to go into a little bit of real estate. All right. Because I think that's another avenue of wealth building. In addition to the actual offices, we want to, you know, diversify and do a little bit of, you know, a little bit of everything mm-hmm. to, again, build wealth for generations. There will be a time where I'll step away from the office just a little bit. I won't be out of the office entirely, but I need to give other doctors of chiropractic an opportunity to serve in our clinics to help the people so that we can really focus on the growth of the business and expansion.
Right.
And with that being said, I won't be totally out of the office because you never want to be out of the office. You never want to be an absent owner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's when stuff goes downhill, right? you always want to have your finger on the pulse.
Yes.
But, you know, my short-term goals are, again, expansion, Cornerstone number 3, real estate, you know, investing in the stock market. You know, that's kind of crazy right now. But but those are some of the things that I look forward to in the future. And maybe, you know, a little bit of time off, travel. You know, my kids are growing fast, so I don't want to miss those key times in their life, right? So I want to create free time, freedom, time, freedom, and able to enjoy my family more and to give back more.
Beautiful.
Let us see it. Yeah. So we're going to go through the home stretch here. We have a segment. We're going to have different segments on our show, and this one is called The Draft. So in these segments here, we'll pick a topic and then each one of us will choose our favorites from that topic and it'd be a draft style. So if one person chooses it, then someone else cannot. So this one, we're going to introduce this topic due to some recent comments in the industry. So rapper Young Thug recently was talking about his own experiences with going to concerts and performing. And he was saying that he can perform 30 to 45 songs. Everyone in the audience knows every word. And then to follow that, he says, Jay-Z ain't got 30 songs like that where the whole stadium finna know every word.
What? I knew that was coming.
What? So,
come on, man.
So in honor, since I know you're my older brother and I know Jay-Z is your favorite artist, we wanted to take some time to appreciate him and pick your brain on some of your favorite songs. So the way it'll go is you'll go first, T will go second, I'll go third, until we each have 5 songs. of your favorite Jay-Z songs so we can see if he truly has 30 bangers or not. So I'll let you do the honors and choose your first song.
Okay, so, you know, one of the... Man, I can't believe y'all even doing this. Listen, back in Chicago when I was, you know, living there, I went to the Watch the Throne concert. Okay. And, man, you talking about when he put on his songs, everybody start, you know, singing them. Everybody knows the word. So I'll go with 99 Problems. 99 Problems.
Okay.
99 Problems.
You writing them down?
Yeah, I'm writing them down.
Okay.
All right, Tia,
so I get a bit of a pass in the draft. So I know a lot of Jay-Z, but I also will use some features. But to start, one of my favorite songs by Jay-Z is So Ambitious. That's one of my favorites.
All right, So Ambitious. Can't go wrong with that.
All right.
I will go with Public Service Announcement by Jay-Z.
Okay, okay. I'll meet that and go with Encore from the Black Album.
Okay.
Okay. let me see. The feature I was thinking about is on Biking. So Frank Ocean, Jay-Z, Tyler the Creator. That's a great song.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Renegade.
Ah, okay, okay. With Slim, with Slim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You can't go wrong with UGK and Jay-Z back in my party days, Big Pimpin'.
Big Pimpin'.
Okay, okay. Oh, what song is that? You just made me think about something. Get Throat. Isn't he on there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I was listening to Get Throat the other day. I was like,
love that song.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go with Dirt Off Your Shoulder.
Okay.
Okay, okay. I'm going to go with, you know, he's from, he always repping, you know, NYC. So Empire State of Mind.
Okay.
With Keys. That was a banger right there.
That's a nice one. Okay. We at number four already?
Yeah, four.
Wow. I'm gonna say Hate because when it did come out
with Kanye,
yeah,
okay,
that was a really good unique song.
Yeah, okay, okay. I'm gonna go with one of my personal favorites.
Okay,
it may not be a favorite to everyone, but Already Home on Blueprint 3 with Kid Cudi.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, okay. I like it.
It's not bad.
All right, and what's your last pick? What you gonna close it out with?
I'm gonna close it out with the story of OJ because on that one, he's you know, mature now.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And all his things in the past. Now he's talking about leaving a legacy and doing some different things and helping people understand that hey, we gotta start building. We gotta start doing something different. So the story of OJ 444.
Okay.
Growth. Okay, I'm in the same boat, so I'm gonna go with Family Feud. Same type of sentiment. Video was great. Love the song. So, yeah.
And then another classic by Jay-Z where he's really speaking some real stuff. Song Cry.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's one. Okay. Cool. So that was our first draft.
Yeah.
And there'll be more to come in future episodes, different topics, different guests. But appreciate you for being a part of the first one. And I do see that Jay-Z does have some bangers. So, if you want to go ahead and tweet to Young Thug, let him know how you feel about it, you can go ahead and do that. We're going to just have a couple quick hitters and then we can close out. Who do you think should be a guest on the Invited Podcast? And if you know them, you have to help connect us so they can be a guest on our podcast.
Ooh, okay. Okay. I got a whole lot of folks that, you know, in my circle. That would be really, really good. Got a couple of real estate buddies and some different people really doing some great things. Corey Lewis is somebody that I know off the top that may be able to do this, jump on here. Yeah, I got a lot of, all the folks. My circle is small, but it's good. It's good.
Yes. So,
okay. Hey, keep it tight. Keep it small. Everybody can be in your business.
Mm-mm. That's true. We're looking forward to connecting with them.
Yeah.
So that way we can tell their story and introduce our audience to them, and love to see it. What can people learn about business in school, as far as what would you give the advice to an entrepreneur trying to open their own business?
You really want to know your industry, have a passion for it. You know, some people want to get in business with a hobby. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work out. You got to be able to, you have to be tough skinned, have a mentality of never giving up. You have to think outside the box, especially during these times. You have to have a passion and energy for what you do, because there are days, a lot of days, a lot of days where it's hard. It's really hard. And you have to be ready for that. You know, not everybody built for this life.
Right.
Not everybody's built for this life. Some people think they are until they get hit in the head. But you got to get up, and your support system is crucial. You have to have people behind you that's willing to go through the trenches with you, because those are the people that are going to uplift you when you're down, just like my wife. And so that is very crucial. Mindset and support, and understanding that, you know, it's going to be ups and downs, but you have to get ready for that.
Perfect. And then just one last question. Where can people find out more about you? Where can they call you, get scheduled if they want to learn more about the practice? Where can they get connected? Where are you located?
Yeah. So you can check us out on our website at cornerstonechiropractictx.com. There you'll get a lot of information about myself, our associate, Dr. Rillo, our team members, and the practice in itself. You can give us a call at 214-383-9170. To schedule your appointment. That number goes to both our Allen, Texas location and our new location in Aubrey, which is next to Prosper. You can catch us on IG. We on YouTube. We on Facebook. We on all that stuff, right? Everywhere you can connect. Twitter, you know, we out there. So definitely reach out to those different platforms, and we're on there. You can get a hold of us anytime, and we'll be more than happy to serve you.
And we will definitely plug and post whenever we do share this episode. We will tag you on everything that you just mentioned, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. So thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, episode 3 is a wrap. Dr. Anderson, big bro, definitely appreciate your time. Definitely appreciate you sharing some of your story, and hopefully a lot of people will resonate with it. And really appreciate you for hopping on.
Hey, it was an honor and a privilege. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. I love this platform you guys are doing. I think it's going to blow up. It's going to get huge. And hey, y'all just keep grinding. Y'all keep grinding.